Hi, it's Kyle Kozier here with Paul Kelly of College Hockey, Inc. We're here to talk about the potential NCAA first-round draft picks and other draft picks. Mr. Kelly, could you just give us your thoughts on the number of players that might go in the first round and how you think that speaks to how the college game has evolved in terms of putting prospects into the NHL?
Yeah, you know, last year we probably had our best year when we had, I believe, 11 players taken in the first round that were either in college or headed to college. This year, I think, you know, over the first two rounds, we'll end up with about the same number that we had, somewhere around 25 or so players, although I think we'll have more in the second round this year. My projection is that we'll have six or seven players in the first round that are either in college or college bound. Guys like Jamie Oleksiak from Northeastern, you know, some of the guys from the National Team Development Program, JT Miller. What's that? You know, I think Rocco is the kind of a guy I would expect him to go late first round. I think you'll, you know, I'm not sure who would go first in terms of the American players. Probably one of the guys from the national program. But I think you're going to see a really strong contingent of American and particularly college-bound players go in the second round. I could see the second round being a heavy, heavy concentration of college players. You know, this year, I think overall, last year we had 61 players taken in the draft overall that were either in college or headed to college. I think we'll have roughly the same number, maybe a little bit higher, with a heavier concentration in the second and third rounds.
Mr. Kelly, I really appreciate your thoughts on the matter, and we look forward to seeing a lot of college players go early here. Thanks for your time.